Welcome back to another episode of Tell It Like It Is with your host, myself, this 504 girl. And today I'm talking about Jane Doe number 5 and who are the boys. Jane Doe number 8, she was employed as an exotic dancer and she had a lawsuit against R. Kelly, and they're trying to say that the facts is not relevant to the trial, and she's expected to testify at the trial. It says years earlier the defendant engaged in sexual intercourse with her backstage after a concert while she was a minor. Cross-examinations on these topics does not have any tendencies to make a fact more or less probable than it would be without the evidence, nor is the fact of consequence in determining the action at issue at trial. So Jane Doe was an exotic dancer and R. Kelly had sexual relations with her backstage at the club. So let me scroll down and see what else. It says at trial, the government seeks to admit certain text messages as recorded recollections. First, the government seeks to admit certain text messages written by Jane Doe number 5. If you don't know, Jane Doe number 5 is allegedly Ezra Clary. And it said, Jane Doe number 5, between April 2015 and December 2015, when Jane Doe number 5 was 17 years old and could not legally consent to sexual activity in Florida or California. Second, the government seeks to admit certain text messages written by Jane Doe and employees and associates of the defendant about several occasions where Jane Doe number 5 and other women with whom the defendant was living, including the individuals identified in the government's motion to admit uncharged acts as Jane Doe number 16, Jane Doe number 17, and Jane Doe number 18, were subject to punishment by the defendant, including physical abuse without withholding of food and isolation. So they're saying they have text messages, and the government, the text messages the government seeks to admit. Let's see. Hold on. So Jane Doe number 5 text messages. The government is in possession of a cellular phone. Telephone that Jane Doe number 5 used from the time that Jane Doe number 5 first interacted with the defendant. Now remember, the defendant is R. Kelly, at a concert on April 18, 2015 through June 21st, 2015, when Jane Doe number 5 left her telephone in Florida and began to travel with the defendant full time. In text messages found on the telephone, Jane Doe number 5 recounted to her mother various interactions that she had with the defendant. For example, shortly after Jane Doe number 5 met the defendant and played some of her own music for the defendant, she recounted to her mother in text messages how the defendant was impressed by her musical talents and indicated that he was going to help her make it in the music industry. Two of those text messages are below, and I'm going to read the text messages. Okay, he, meaning R. Kelly, liked both. He said, the video's nice for it, just be us doing everything. Now, this is what the text messages is saying, okay? Okay, he also liked my writing. Remember, I sung it for him live, so he already knew. With the beat, he could understand it better. He said he likes how it has the radio-ready sound that anyone could relate to. He said it's nice and cute, not too young or grown, but that sound that'll never go out of style. Yeah, that's why he, R. Kelly, referred, that's why he called me LMAO, laughing my ass off. He said he want to go in the studio. I think he really want to sign me underneath him. So this is the text messages she told her mom. Thereafter, the defendant invited Jane Doe number 5 to travel from her home in Florida to visit him in California, where he was then performing. At the defendant's instruction, in a text message on April 28, 2015, Jane Doe number 5 contacted one of the defendant's assistants, provided her birthday, showing that she was just 17 years old at that time, and requested that the assistant arrange her travel to California. On April 29, 2015, at the defendant's expense, Jane Doe number 5 flew to California to see the defendant. In text messages, Jane Doe number 5 communicated with the defendant's assistant and her mother about the particular hotels where she was staying and the cities to which she traveled. During the first trip to California, Jane Doe number 5 also recounted to her mother some of her interactions with the defendant, including those quotes below. And I'm going to read the quotes. Be talking about rules, but he got me in sweats. He ain't like my tights showing my figure. He just texted me. He said, although he isn't with me, that wasn't wasted of a trip. He said I should you this time to try and ease my mind and soak in everything he's been telling me. So when I actually got into the industry, I have a mature frame ready. Everyone's having fun. And Kells, referring to the defendant, said, do not leave that room. So she was not able to leave the room. She had to wear sweatpants. He had rules. He did not like her in tight showing her figure. Now remember, she just flew out there to California to work on music. So why is he making her put on sweatpants? Why he telling her don't leave the hotel room? And why is he making rules for her? And she just got out there. At trial, Jane Doe number 5 will explain that during the first trip, the defendant advised her of certain rules she would need to follow, including his direction that she wear sweats rather than form-fitting clothes. He got me in sweats and ain't like my type showing my figure. This is in parentheses. And that she should wait in the room for him. Kel said, do not leave the room. Parentheses. The government is also in possession of text messages written by Jane Doe number 5 to 2 friends identified as Friend 1 and Friend 2. Those text messages span October 2015 to January 2016 and included messages to Friend 1, wherein Jane Doe number 5, at the age of 17, described that the defendant ejaculated inside of her and that she believed she was pregnant. That the defendant wanted her to have an abortion because she was 17 years old and not 18 years old. The teenage of consent is certain in certain states, including California, where she and the defendant then were. And she feared having to getting an abortion. Jane Doe number 5 also describes in messages how the defendant review messages on her telephone, and then I want her to speak with high school friends, including friend one, and the messages friend two, which messages were removed from the iCloud account used by friend two, and are for further detail below. Jane Doe number five described how the defendant had confined her to her room in December 2015. And then they have a little note saying Jane Doe number five later learned that she was not pregnant at the time. So she was not pregnant, but she thought she was. I guess he took her out to take a pregnancy test about that. So yeah, so it's really getting deep. I'ma stop right there about Jane Doe number five, allegedly Ezreal Clary. So let me go to something else that's going on with R. Kelly. There's some damning evidence that's going on. And this was just dropped, like I said, earlier today at 10:44 this morning. Let me see. Okay, prosecutors in Brooklyn are appealing to the court to allow new evidence of Kelly's misdeeds to be considered in his racketeering trial. Details from a recently filed motion claim included testimony from a woman that claims Kelly contacted her to request pornographic images of young boys for him. The filing also have evidence that Kelly treated his sexual partner sexually abused a young boy that he met at a McDonald's in 2009 and attempted to bribe multiple states and country employees so they would look the other way. Prosecutors claim that the evidence includes a recording which Kelly's crisis manager reveals that he tipped an Illinois clerk $2,500 to get the singer a burner phone while he was behind bars. Do y'all remember who his crisis manager is? Daryl Johnson. We used to call him Johnson and Johnson. Another bribe detail was a $500 payment that Kelly allegedly made to the state employee in 1994 in order to create fraudulent identification for a 15-year-old girl known as Jane Doe number one, so he could marry her at the time. We now know that the teenage girl involved was the late singer Aaliyah. Okay, let's see. New York prosecutors believe that all of these actions further supports the claim that Kelly and his team has been engaging in racketeering activity for decades now. This goes all the way back to his first trial when he paid all of them people off to get him off. So he just getting what he was supposed to get back then. It said if found guilty for racketeering with the new evidence, Kelly could face up to 25 years in prison, and the possible sentence doesn't even include the numerous other felonies charges he's facing. Like I said, the trial is set for August 18. I think they're going to start jury selection August 8th or 9th. So that's what I have today going on with R. Kelly. I would love to know who is the underage boys they are talking about in this. Woo, child, it's just so much with R. Kelly. But tomorrow I will be coming back again, and we're gonna continue about Jane Doe number five, allegedly Ezreal Clary, and I also will be bringing somebody on with me tomorrow to discuss all this that's going on with R. Kelly. And it's a lot. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at This504Girl. I'm on Clubhouse at This504Girl. And I will be bringing all the R. Kelly news to you. Because it's hot. So what you think? Is R. Kelly going to get out, or is he going to spend the rest of his life in jail? Okay, guys. I'll talk to you later.